Again, for another daily devotional today. I trust that your Tuesday is going pretty well, and if it is, I'm so happy for you. And if it's not, well, then I hope that this small devotional will be an encouragement to you as we study this psalm. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Psalms chapter number 34. Psalm chapter number 34. And the daily devotional I want to share today has a focus of being blessed, and this psalm is a great psalm to think about that, and teaches us much about being blessed. And I think going through what we're going through on this COVID-19, I think it's important that we also remember the blessings that we are receiving even during this time. And so that's why I really want to focus on that. So we're gonna study a little bit of Psalm 34. And then after that, like I did yesterday, we're going to go ahead and pray and share some of the requests that came in. And I just have a short time of prayer and do that. But before we get into all of that, I do want to encourage you to remember that we are going to continue getting supplies and taking them to the elderly in our church and in our community. So I do want to encourage you that if you're in the area and you want to be a part of that project, please just come by the church anytime between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. There's always someone here. You can drop off the supplies. And once again, if you don't know the list of supplies, it's there on our Facebook page. And if you just scroll down, you'll find the list of supplies. I'll post it again after this video, just so you'll know what that supply list is, and just be a blessing to so many that are here in our community and part of our church, even that would be very much blessed by your sacrifice and by your help, especially this week. So if you haven't done that yet, let me encourage you to do that. I know it's easier for some than others to be able to do that. But if you're available, maybe you're a college student, and of course there's no classes right now other than online, maybe take a moment of your day. I want to encourage you, maybe take an hour and go through, you know, different Walmarts or Dollar Generals and just try to pick up anything that you can from that list. Bring it by the church. Every little bit helps. If you say, well, I can't buy, you know, five cases of water, or I can't buy whatever, that's fine. Anything on the supply list would help to the different people here in our community and the elderly in our church as well. So please, if you can, do that. All right, Psalm chapter number 34. And before we read it, let me give you a little bit of a context of this chapter. This is a chapter that, a psalm that David wrote while he was at the cave Adullam. He had been on the run for about 10 years from Saul. And if you don't know the story of David and Saul, Saul was actually the first person that the country of Israel voted as their king. And he was a man that was very well known to the Israelites at that time. He was taller than most of the men. He was known as a warrior and as a leader. And he looked very much like a king. And so because of that, the people, of course, voted him as their very first king. Well, over the years of him reigning as king, and he reigned for 40 years, he began to make some pretty bad decisions later in his life as king. At the beginning, he made a lot of good decisions. He was a very good leader for Israel, a man that followed the commandments of God early on in his reign. But when you study the second half of his reign, you find that he was starting to make some very dumb decisions. He began to disobey what God had commanded him to do. And so because of that, because of his disobedience, God decided to choose another man to be the next king. And so instead of Jonathan, Saul's son, becoming the next king, God chose David. And the Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. And because of that, because of the heart that David had for the things of God, God chose him to be the next king. Well, of course, when Saul finds out, he's not happy that God has chosen David and not his son Jonathan. And to try to put an end to those plans, Saul decides to go ahead and go after David, try to capture him and of course kill him. And that way Jonathan would be the next king of Israel with David, of course, out of the picture. And so for 10 years, David's a fugitive. He's running away from Saul. And many times and on many occasions, he was actually very close to capturing David. In fact, at one point, he takes a nap in a cave that David is already in. David, of course, was in the back of the cave, and Saul did not know that, didn't see him, wasn't aware of his presence. But that's how close he was to capturing David. But on every occasion when that would happen, God would, of course, deliver David out of Saul's hands. And through that, God helped David to kind of survive the situation. Well, near the end of these 10 years, he comes to the cave Adullam. Other things have transpired in David's life and different decisions that he had made. Sometimes a lack of faith made him do some different decisions, go to places he probably should not have gone to. But he comes to the cave Adullam, and he begins to reflect about what God has been doing and what God has done in his life. And so with that as the background and the context of this chapter, let's go ahead and read Psalm 34 and see what David says. He says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their city. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate." Man, there's so much to learn in this psalm, and I really want to just point at four blessings that upon reflecting upon his life, David found to be true in his life, and I think are true in our life during this time as well. The first blessing that I see that David shares with us is the blessing of God's presence. You'll notice in verse number 1 and 2 that he talks about the presence of God. And in fact, he talks about first in verse number 1, the worthiness of God. He said, "I'll bless God at all times. My soul shall make boast in the Lord, and the humble shall fear thereof and be glad." God is worthy of our praise. And so he says, I'm going to praise him because he's worthy of that praise, his worthiness of us adoring God. But then in verse number 2, he says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." Here we talk about the greatness of God. And David highlights the fact that we're blessed because we have a God that's worthy of praise, but we also have a God that is great in who he is. And the greatness of God makes us magnify him, and it makes us to glorify him, to sing and to think about and to meditate upon the fact of how great God is. Then the second blessing that he talks about, not only God's person, but God's presence in his life. Look at verse number 4. He says, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me." Verse number 6, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him." You find over and over in this chapter, as David says, as I cried out to God, he heard me. I think about God's presence and the fact of his attentiveness. I think something that we're all experiencing right now with this social distancing, and really it's kind of more of a physical distancing, right? From seeing people and hugging people and things like that. One of the things that we're really understanding is the fact of the lack of attentiveness sometimes, right? It's just there's something different about being in the same room with someone and talking with them face to face than there is, of course, being online and doing it. There's something different about that presence of someone. You can see they can react and respond to you. If you're excited, they can respond with some excitement in their face. And so there's something about the presence and the attentiveness that comes with someone's presence. And David, reflecting upon God's presence in his life, says, man, I'm very blessed because when I called upon him, he heard me. He was attentive to my cries to him. But not only was God attentive, but the fact of his presence staying with him. Look in verse number 7. He says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about. That word encampeth, it literally means to build a tent around. And David was saying, you know, the fact that God's presence is with me, it's kind of like he's in my house, in my presence, in my tent. And especially right now with some that are going through shelter in place. Of course, in our area, it's not been that yet. But the fact of the truth that his presence is with us, even in our home or wherever we may find ourselves at this moment, should give us a lot of comfort and remind us just how blessed we are. Though there's a lot of sacrifices having to be made by us and by everyone, the fact of God's presence ought to bring blessings to us to know that he stays with us. He encamps, he makes his tent with us. The third blessing I see is God's protection. I want you to notice in verse number 6 at the end, he says, not only did I cry unto him and he heard me, and he says, and he saved him out of all his troubles. And then look at verse number 16. He says, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. We find that God's protection is one that frees us and liberates us. To mean save there in verse number 6, he's talking about the freedom to be liberated from evil. And this just reminds us of the blessing that we have of God's protection in our life. The protection of liberating us and giving us freedom, but also of delivering us. I like what verse number 19 says. If you'll notice there, it says, many are the afflictions or the sufferings of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And I think it's great for us to remember that even in a time when this virus is going around and there's some caution that has been given to us to be careful of it, it's good to remember that we have a God that protects us. And so I want you to think about how blessed you are today, how blessed I am to have God's protection. The Bible says many are the sufferings, but God delivereth from them all. And it's important for us to remember how blessed we are to have a God that can deliver us from any kind of situation and protects us. And then I want you to notice, lastly, God's provision. That's the fourth blessing, God's provision. We find in verse number 8 that God's provision is good and amazing. It says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Man, I can say, at least personally, sharing during this time, that I have found that to be true. That God's provision for me throughout this week has been something that has been good. And God's provisions are always good. Remember that. The psalmist said, go taste and see that the Lord is good. God has always provided things that are good for us. And I hope you don't forget in all of the bad that maybe the news might highlight of what's going on, remember that God is still good, even in the difficult times and in the hard times. But not only is God's provision good and amazing, but it's abundant and sufficient. I like what verse number 10 says. David made this observation. He says, the young lions do lack. The lions were, of course, the the main predator of the day. They were the animal known about feeding them and on others, animals. And David said, I've seen young lions, and they're powerful, and they're amazing. He said, yet with all their strength and all their youth, there are times when they're lacking and they're hungering. He says, but God has provided for us. God has been sufficient in his provision and abundant. He said, the lions, the young lions do lack and they suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want anything that is good. Man, it's great to think about how good and how blessed we are today. I read this cartoon, a Peanuts cartoon of Charlie Brown, and I thought it was hilarious, and I think it really applies to us today. Charlie Brown is, of course, celebrating Thanksgiving, and Charlie Brown has the little dog Snoopy. That's his dog, since it's Thanksgiving Day, of course, they're all celebrating, eating the Thanksgiving dinner, and of course, Charlie sees Snoopy, and he goes to the doghouse, and he brings Snoopy his bowl of food, and Snoopy just stares at the food, and he says, you know, this isn't fair. The rest of the world today is eating turkey with all of its trimmings, and all I get is dog food. Because I'm a dog, all I get is dog food. And then the next picture, he's staring at the bowl and thinking some more, and he said, well, I guess it could be worse. I could be a turkey today. And to be honest with you, that's kind of how we feel, isn't it? We're looking at all that's going on with this COVID-19 and all that we are having to do, staying at home or being cautious about everything that we're doing, and our normal life has been disrupted a little bit. But isn't it awesome to think about the fact that things could be worse, but they're not? That God has been a blessing to us during this time. So here's what I want to challenge you in my devotional today as I end it. I want to challenge you to write, I don't know if it's in your Bible, maybe you have a journal, but I want you to take some time today and write at least five blessings that you've received through this COVID-19, blessings that you've received from God. I want to challenge you to write them down, because it's important for us to remember that during this time, God is still blessing us. And I hope you'll do that today. Well, as I said, I want to end with a word of prayer. And today I want to just mention some of the prayer requests that came in. I want to be praying for Maddie. This is one of our members, Diana Moreno's granddaughter. And she's teething. And so she's praying that, of course, that will go okay. And then also for her sons-in-law, that they would... her sons-in-laws, I guess, that they would, God would continue to provide and guide them. And then I also want to pray for our elected officials and our federal agents. You know, many of them are also on the front lines. Yesterday we prayed for the doctors and the first responders. But I also want to pray for our elected officials as they're making decisions, of course, that are affecting our lives. And then also those federal agents that are in immigration and border patrol and other agencies that are also somewhat dealing with this this virus. I want to pray for them that God would help them and be with them. And then I also want to take a moment to be praying for our pastors and missionaries in our area. And really I want to focus on pastors today, pastors here in the Valley that are, of course, having to do their very best to lead their churches during this time. So I want to take time to pray for them as well. So if you would, you can join me and let's pray for these requests. Father, we thank you, first of all, today, because we truly are blessed by you. We're blessed because we've received so much from your hand. And even in this dark time and even in this difficult time, yet, Father, we can stop and reflect and think about how blessed we really are, because we're your children, because you've provided for us, because you're so good to us. Father, we thank you for that blessing this morning or this afternoon. But Father, I also pray for the requests that we are having on our hearts and in our minds. I think of Maddie, Father, who's teething right now. You know that process is such a difficult process sometimes as parents, and we always want to do what we can to help our children or our grandchildren through that time and that process. I pray that you would just be with Maddie and be with her parents to be able to supply all that they need for this stage of life in her life. And then, Father, I also pray for the sons-in-laws that you continue to guide them and be with them. Father, you know the different needs that they have as heads of households. I pray that you would provide for their every need. And then, Father, I pray for our federal agents and our elected officials today. Father, you know that many of them are having to make decisions even today that are very difficult decisions. Some are going to be ordering perhaps shelter-in-place orders that they know is a difficult thing for anyone to have to follow. Yet, Father, if that's what you're leading them to do and if that's what needs to be done, I pray that you just give them wisdom in those decisions that they're making. I pray that you would be with those federal agents, especially the Immigration and the Border Patrol that is having to deal with, of course, so many people coming in and out of the country. I pray that you would put your hedge of protection around them during this time, during these next few weeks, Father, that you would just protect them from any harm that the virus might want to try to do to them. I pray that you would be with them, especially those that are in our church. I think of Ugo, Father God, I pray that you would just be with him throughout this day as he works there in the Border Patrol. And then, Father, I think about the pastors in our area that are doing their very best to lead their churches through this time. I think of Pastor Roy Velez at Colonial Baptist. Father, I pray that you'd be with him. And Timothy Ayad, Father, in Wesico and Open Door Baptist, I pray that you'd be with him. Be with Victor Alvarez, Father, and Fundamental Baptist there in Brownsville. Be with Pastor David Harris of Faith Baptist Church here in Palmhurst. I pray for Pastor Matthew Schumacher there in Harlingen, and Pastor Daryl Miller here in McAllen, Pastor Arias in Edinburgh. And Father, even our own Pastor Mendoza here in our church, I pray that you would give all of these men your wisdom as they lead your flock. I pray that we as part of these churches would be attentive to what they're leading us to do and say. And Father, I pray that you'd give them wisdom. Give them the words, give them the messages to share with us that would be an encouragement to us, but also for our help and for our growth as Christians. So, Father, I pray that you would bless them in a special way. Use them during this time to be a blessing to others, I pray. And we ask all of this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, once again, thank you so much for tuning in. Tomorrow we'll do another daily devotional. I think I'll do it again at 12:30. That'll be the target of when we'll do these, and that way on your lunch break you'll take about 10 or 15 minutes. I don't know how long I've gone, but whatever it's been, that's what I'll try to be at, 10 to 15 minutes, and hopefully what we share tomorrow will also be a blessing to you. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a blessed day today. And don't forget, write down at least 5 blessings that God has blessed you with through this COVID-19 time and through these last 2 weeks. All right? Well, I hope to see you tomorrow. Tune in. Please, if you have prayer requests, don't forget, you can send them through Messenger onto our Facebook page. And then also, don't forget, if you can, buy some supplies. On Thursday is when we want to take the supplies to people and the elderly in our community. So bring them, if you can. Bring them by the church. Go by and buy all that you can. I'll post the list one more time. Also, we posted a list for a prayer chain. And if you want to be part of that prayer chain, we're asking you to call into the church. And that way we can assign a time. We're trying to fill up all 24 hours of the day, and that way we have someone praying for the needs of our community and our church throughout the 24 hours. You'll see that there's a prayer list also on our Facebook page that we listed, and I hope you'll be a part of that. The number is area 956-585-5688. And you don't have to be part of our church if you want to be part of that prayer chain. Please, anyone that's watching this or that watches this and wants to be a part of that prayer chain, call our church. That's the number, 956-585-5688. And join us as we ask God to do a great work during this time. Thanks again for tuning in. I hope you have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.